Part 3. I have in mind an experiment. Take an infant, regardless of ancestry, race, talent, or predilection, so long as he is essentially healthy, and I will make of him whatever you like. I will produce an artist, soldier, doctor, lawyer, priest, or I will raise him to be a thief. You may decide. The infant is equally capable of all these things. All that is required is training, time, and a properly controlled environment. John F. Watkins, Principles of Behaviorism, 1913. Chapter 24. It's Different from Others. For years, I never expected to lose in court. In practice, I did lose, of course. Every lawyer loses, just as every baseball player makes an out 70% of the time he goes to bat. But I was never intimidated, and I spat on prosecutors who were, the politicians and wheeler-dealers who were afraid to try a case that was not a sure thing, who would not risk a not guilty. To a prosecutor, there is no dishonor in a not guilty, not when the alternative is a sleazy deal. We are not measured by simple one-lost records. The truth is, the best one-lost records are not built on great trial work. They are built on cherry-picking only the strongest cases for trial and pleading out the rest, regardless of the right and wrong of it. That was LeJudas's way, not mine. Better to fight and lose than sell out your victim. That is one reason I loved homicides. You cannot plead guilty to murder in Massachusetts. Every case must go to trial. The rule is a remnant of the days when murder was punishable by death in this state. In a capital case, no shortcuts were permitted, no deals. The stakes were simply too high. So to this day, every homicide case, no matter how lopsided, must be tried. Prosecutors cannot cherry-pick the sure winners for trial and the long shots to dump. Well, I liked to think, so much the better. Then the difference will be me. I will win even with the weaker case. That was how I saw it. But then, we all tell ourselves stories about ourselves. The money man tells himself that by getting rich he is actually enriching others. The artist tells himself that his creations are things of deathless beauty. The soldier tells himself he is on the side of the angels. Me? I told myself that in court I could make things turn out right. That when I won, justice was served. You can get drunk on such thinking. And in Jacob's case, I was. As the trial approached, I felt a familiar battlefield euphoria. It never crossed my mind that we would lose. I was energized, optimistic, confident, pugnacious. All of it, in hindsight, seems strangely disconnected from reality. But it is not so strange if you think about it. Treat a man like an anvil, and he will long to hit back.